Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. I'm so glad you're with us this week. It has been a beautiful gardening week. We've got a lot of rain, and even the thunderstorms added a little bit of nitrogen to the lawns this week. And so I'm really glad you're with us this morning, and I am drinking my cup of hot tea. And we have our wonderful producer, Lizzie. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. I want to be like Teresa when I grow up, so I went and got me some tea, too, because I don't have access to eggnog, and I'm too lazy to put together the eggnog recipe that you gave me.
You haven't done it yet. Oh, my
We're
goodness.
We're almost there, though. I think next week, Publix, don't quote me, should have eggnog ice cream in their freezer section, but don't quote me on it.
Yep, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? I love eggnog too as well. So how was your week? How was your Labor Day?
It was stupendous. And I went through and I had like I have a blister on my thumb and it was almost went to the hospital. It was that bad. I know, crazy, right? And I actually weeded out my spring garden, summer garden, and pulled everything out and found all the snakes and stuff that were my friends.
Yes.
And, getting them ready because I'm going to fill it full of poinsettias.
There you go.
My mint out the door.
That's mint is gone.
Yes.
You've learned your lesson.
Well, my herb still has mint, but yes, I did learn my lesson on mint.
Well, that's good to know. And, you know, if you love chocolate and you love mint, chocolate mint is just a great herb, and it does really well here in Florida. So we have a lot of questions from last few weeks that I'm going to be getting to during the show today. So I want to thank everyone for sending in their photographs. That really helps out so much in diagnosing your problem and seeing what you're going through. And I can understand and feel all your frustration when you do that. So you're asking really timely questions. So the first hour, we're going to be going through that. In the second hour, we have this really wonderful, interesting container garden. It's called Pop-Up Gardens. So I'm going to be talking to Matt and Mona Vien, and we'll be talking to them about their amazing product. And we've been gone a little while, Lizzie. So I just want to give a shout out to Mike in Venice. He's been checking up on us. And Tony in the garden center at Home Depot was really very, very, very sweet. And Linda and Roy, it's great to know we have so amazing listeners out there.
We have the best listeners. You really do.
We do. And up in Newberry, Jim reports that they had some beautiful mornings this week. And he had 63 degrees.
Ooh.
And yesterday morning, or I think Thursday morning, it was 61. And really, he said, really nice, but the afternoon still got hot. But that's okay. We got that touch, that kind of feeling, that sensation.
It's fall.
It's almost fall. And it is coming. So I'm not going to push it. You know, fall doesn't start till September 22nd, but I think we're almost there, so I'm very excited.
Yes.
Howie and Karen in Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, they have a workshop just in time for fall vegetable gardening this morning at 9:30. So you want to head over there to Peterson's Nursery this morning and get all caught up on everything you need to know about fall vegetables. And even pick up some lovely flowers and plants and
yes.
herbs and fall vegetables. They'll have plenty for you. So that's 9:30 this morning at Peterson's Nursery. We love our sponsors, and we want everyone to go by and thank them for sponsoring Better Lawns and Gardens. And so that's also Quality Green Specialist Dana Venrick. He'll be here next week, and be talking about all the great stuff coming in for fall, and this is getting to be a great time, less stress for planting your trees and your shrubs. So I'm really excited that we're getting through there. And so you can text us at 23680, or you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967. And Lizzie, this always happens is that, they're listening. They say, oh, I do have a question. And it's like 3 minutes until we go off the air. And so if you do have a gardening question, you can call this morning. You got plenty of time, and we'll take care of it. We have a new website up, Lizzie.
Yes, we do.
Thank you very much. And we also, too, have only four more spaces available on our trip to Ireland, the 50 Shades of Green. And I'm very excited about that. We're going to have a wonderful time, speaking of cool weather and just gorgeous gardens.
I'm excited for you. I can't wait.
It's going to be a wonderful trip, and it's July 6th through July 14th. And you can go online and check it out at betterlawns.com, or you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, and you can check that out. And so what can you be planting right now? Speaking of vegetable gardens, well, you can be planting your lima beans and snap beans, corn, cucumber, eggplants, peppers, southern peas, rhubarb, squash, and tomatoes. And then as we get through the end of the next week, you can start planting arugula, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, celery, and collards, endives, and lettuce. Lettuce, mustard, onions, and radishes, strawberries, and your neeps, your turnips. We call them neeps in Scotland.
So cute.
Tatties and neeps. And so I was looking at the turnips in the store yesterday, and I almost bought one. But I thought, no, we got some growing, so I'm going to wait for those, and I really like it. So 1-888-455-2967 if you want to give us a call. Lizzie will take you and put you on the board. I would love to hear from you. I know you do have some gardening questions, especially if you're new to Florida. Or you can text me good morning at 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Med Care do the work for you.
Hey, neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to QualityGreenSpecialists.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and crepe myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
World-class fishing, crystal blue waters, endless sunshine. There's so much about Florida's waterways to enjoy. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission encourages you to take part in the National Spring Aboard campaign and take a boating safety course today. You can take the course in a classroom or online. Just make sure you take a course. The knowledge gained by taking a course will make you and your family and friends safer and allow you to have more fun out on the water. To learn more, visit Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Up to 44% of veterans say re-entry into civilian life was difficult. 20% say they experienced depression, and 6,000 vets complete suicide every year. At the Florida Veterans Support Line, over 300 veterans like you call every week for resources, referrals, and support. Veteran peers are here to take your call. One is here right now, ready to talk. You are not alone. Call 1-844-MYFLVET or visit myflvet.com.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you would like to ask a garden question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And so Bobby in Indy Atlantic, he sent two great photos of cactus with a definite pest issue. And so Bobby asks, what is this on my cactus and the best way to treat it smart? And that's so important. Is to, you know, you just don't want to throw everything from the kitchen sink on there or anything on the shelf. You want to identify the problem first and use one solution that is going to be appropriate and take care of the issue. And so it's this problem is only on one side of his cactus. And so he sent really good photographs, which I could identify easily. So Bobby's cactus has cochineal scale, which doesn't really hurt the cactus too much at the beginning. But as it increases, as it grows more and more on this cactus pad, it's going to start to decline. So what you can do, Bobby, is that you can spray the majority of the scale off with a hose spray, just, you know, kind of with a little bit of pressure, you know, just wipe it off with the spray. And then you use an insecticidal oil to get, or neem oil, on the rest of it. And then you cut off the cactus pads that have gone too far. If they're just so much on there, go ahead and cut them off and throw them away. So to prevent this, Bobby, you want to make sure you have good air circulation, full sun, and not too much water. When cactuses get water, they kind of stress out. And so, you know, we've had a lot of rain with the hurricanes and things this last few weeks. But cactus can go, you know, literally months without any kind of irrigation or water. So just make sure that. So I appreciate it. So what is neat about cochineal scale, and that's spelled C-O-C-H-I-N-E-A-L. It's not a dirty word of the day, but it's cochineal scale. And so for fun, you can carefully scrape some of the white mass that's on the plant with a knife. And if you put it on a piece of paper, if you squeeze it, it's going to turn a deep red color, and that's how you know you have cochineal scale. But what's fascinating about this kind of scale is that its cochineal remains one of the most important sources of red dye stuffs until the 1850s when we first started creating synthetic dyes. Cochineal is still commercially produced in Mexico and India to furnish the permanent brilliant red dye for foods, drinks, cosmetics, and artist colors. So the dye is made from the cochineal. It's often called carmine or carminic acid. And if you want to look for these ingredients on the labels of some of your favorite shampoos, gelatins, fruit juices, candies, and other red-colored products.
How do you spell that again?
Cochineal, C-O-C-H-I-N-E-A-L. So the scale that is on this cactus, if you squeeze it, you'll know if the scale is still alive because it'll kind of squirt the red stuff. And that's kind of, ooh, yeah, gross.
It's bleeding.
Yeah. But if you scrape it or you squeeze it and it just kind of flakes off, then it's dead and you don't have to do anything with it. So always make sure that you still have a problem, an infestation first, because you don't really necessarily need to, you know, do everything. It might already be dead and you just didn't know it. So the cochineal scale is a piercing, sucking insect which uses that whitish cottony wax to shelter female insects and egg masses. And so if you were just to use a regular insecticidal soap on it, nothing's going to happen because that waxy scale, that waxy outer exterior, is going to prevent the pesticide from getting in and touching it. That's why you use horticultural oil, because it's literally going to smother it. It's going to stop the air. So the crawler stage is when they spread on cactuses. And once they settle, they spin that waxy fiber to protect them from predators and the weather. So while these small insects utilize the plant for food, the damage is really negligible. You really don't need to do anything if you only have one or two, just scrape it off. But if it's seriously colonized and it starts showing signs of decline, again, you can just prune it off. You don't need to spray it with anything. Just prune it off, throw it away, and then that way it will take care of the issue. So thank you for that wonderful question. That was wonderful. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So Mike in Venice, he writes, I've been planting annuals for the past 10 years in this location. To lighten his load going forward, he's decided to plant a row of dwarf red Ixora. Prior to doing so, he says, I need to build up the soil level a couple of inches in places. And my question is, should I use topsoil, garden soil, builder sand, or black cow? And he said, your thoughts are most certainly appreciated. Thank you. And so, Mike, that's a really good question. And so I would use a combination of two parts compost and one part black cow. I would also, now this, you didn't ask about this, but I'm going to tell you, Mike, you need to add some Espoma soil acidifier. And you can find this at garden centers, box stores, online. And Espoma soil acidifier is important because it's going to make the soil pH appropriate for Ixoras. So Ixoras like a pH of 5.5 to 6.5. And you can plant them in pine vines and feed them with an acidic fertilizer like an azalea fertilizer or gardenia fertilizer. And the bags cost between $5 and $10. So you can kind of shop around what you find at some stores versus the box stores versus getting it online. It's not an expensive product, but it's so important to the health of the Ixoras. I went by a shopping mall this week, and they had Ixoras in the garden beds. And you could see half of the bed was Ixoras that had the kind of fading of the leaves, yellowing leaves, and stressed veins. You could tell that they were the pH deficient. And others on the other side of the median were looking fine. And it was because they were in shade. So the combination of some protection from the sun and just a little bit less stress, those Ixoras were doing fine. The ones that were in full sun without the pH there necessary for them to be healthy were showing decline. So I'm going to check on them in a few weeks and see if I can take a picture and show it to you. But it was really cool to look at that. So great question. Two parts compost, Mike, and one part black cow. So Janet in Orlando sent some great photos, and she asked, my lawn has suddenly developed this brown spot. I wonder if you can identify it and tell me how to fix it. And again, she sent some really great photographs. She sent some that were close up and were some that was far away. And that really helps out. And what she has is take all root rot. And one of the things that comes from is excessive irrigation or fertilization. So again, we've gotten some good rain the last few weeks. But if you fertilize during the summertime and you have that heavy moisture or watering often, you're going to rot your grass. And so any more than an inch and a half a week of rain during the summertime, you do not need to water. And any more than that, it's going to cause insect issues and disease issues. So let it dry out, Janet. Mow it high. Don't really scalp it. You don't want to do that. You want to just mow it normally high, 3 to 4 inches. and it's going to dry out and it will recover. It may take a few months, but it's going to recover. So that's a really good question. We see it a lot when the grass, kind of that little patchy area, turns black. And, you know, it's just take all root rot. It is what it is. What is the best time? We've got this Bob in Mascot. Great, perfect text message. So glad to see that, Lizzie. And so Bob in Mascot says, what is the best time to transplant Podocarpus maci? They've been growing 3 years and are trimmed to 3 feet tall. Well, now's a good time. We're getting the rainfall that's going to help out with Podocarpus during the summertime. But as we go into the fall area, it'll get, you know, less hot. It'll be cooler so that it will have less stress. It'll be a good time to do it. So anytime, root prune them first. They've been in the ground 3 years. So go ahead, Bob, this week or next week, go ahead and cut down all the way around each of your Podocarpus shrubs. Cut down, cut the roots, but don't cut it out. Don't cut the bottom. Then that's going to send it into a little mini shock, and it's going to start to send out signals to produce new roots because they've been cut. And then in about 2 weeks, go ahead and take them out. You're going to already have your holes dug where you need to transplant them. Put them into the hole. The new roots will have already been started, and they'll transplant much easier. Okay, so root prune it this week. Then in about 2 weeks, go ahead and dig them all the way out, and they'll transplant just fine. Make sure you water the hole before you put the plant in. That way it's not going to leach out or wick away. And, you know, saturate the hole, put the plant in and water it well until you start to see new growth. And when you see the new growth, you'll know your plants are established. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Some of the bulbs you can be planting, bulbs do really well here. And I'm really pleased because my rain lilies, I have my yellow rain lilies popping mm-hmm. up. I have my hot pink rain lilies popping up, peach ones popping up. You can go onto our Facebook page and you can see some of our photographs that we have. And it's also a great place to ask your gardening questions too. While you're on the page, our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, go ahead and give us 5 stars and like us. We would really love that.
Yes, please do.
That'll be important. So we're going to be back with more of your gardening questions. I'm going to update you on Tony and our tomato plants and
peppers.
Ooh, I'm
so
peppers.
Excited. I know. And you said you had all kinds of different flavors
and
colors.
We have hundreds of different flavors and colors, and we don't have any fruit yet, but they're growing. And I showed Tony how to just kind of pull them apart and repot them. So we did that last week, and we're going to do it again this week because we've got hundreds.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so we're gonna be sharing a lot of them, and so we'll do that. And so you can give us a call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us like Bob in Mascot, and give us a perfect text message, your name and your city, and ask your gardening question, and that'll be great. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We'd love to have your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And so I have got just, we just planted a lot of seeds this year. We're really going gung-ho on tomatoes and peppers and arugula and leeks and I think that's it. We got a couple of other ones. But the update on the peppers is that we separated all the 2-inch pots and we bumped them up to 4-inch pots. And they're looking great. They're just growing really strong. And so we got 23 sunset torches, 20 plus rocket arugulas, 30 chef's choice tomatoes, 24 purple zebras, and then 18 sweet Hungarian peppers that we got to. And so this weekend we're going to repot another 140 more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because we planted them in the 2-inch pots. We put like 3 to 4 seeds mm-hmm. in each pot, and they all sprouted.
Oh,
they all germinated. And so we're just separating them. I'm teasing them apart very carefully, and we're then putting them in big pots, and they loved it. Immediately, you could just tell they grew right away. And so the only thing is that after we did all that work over Labor Day weekend, then on Labor Day, Monday morning, we went out to look at our proud tomatoes that we replanted, and either a squirrel or a mouse had just decided to walk through the raised, pots, and we have uh-huh. them on a table raised up, and ate some of them and turned over some of the pots and made a real big mess.
How rude.
So, yeah, it was rude. It was.
Very rude. Could have cleaned up after themselves at least.
They could have. But then I would have wondered what ate them. I have that issue. Something's eating my fruit and stuff. But anyway, so karma. What do they say? Karma's a what? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a biscuit.
Yes, it is a biscuit. And so on Thursday, I was pulling out of our driveway and I started to go very slowly because we have those brick roads. And there was this red shoulder hawk in the middle of the road. Now, this is at 9:30 in the morning. And I'm pulling out and the shoulder hawk is not moving. I'm going, that's strange. And I wondered if it was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled up slowly and just inched up a little bit. And it looked at me and then it flew up and kind of flew backwards. You know how they go like this?
Yes.
And they fly backwards. And it had a mouse in its claw. At 9:30 in the morning, it caught food. And I said, yay. There you go. Eat my tomatoes after this, So you just learned your lesson. And so, but it was really cool. So this is, I love that
you got so many tomatoes and stuff. I'm so excited for you. You going to make spaghetti sauce?
I'm going to try and make, I make delicious spaghetti sauce, but yes. I haven't done it with my fresh tomatoes. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to bruschetta.
That is my favorite.
I love bruschetta. And so I'm looking forward to that with our own. We like to use spinach and then some arugula too as well. But next week, I'm really excited about this. Next week, Craig LaHoulier from North Carolina, he's known as the Tomato Man, and he helps create the Dwarf Tomato Project. He is going to be on next week and tell us all about how he grows tomatoes. I'm really excited to learn from him, and so that will be wonderful. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Sylvia from Lake County, she wrote, Teresa, hi. I love your weekly show. Thank you so much, Sylvia, for listening. My question regards St. Augustine Lawn, which has many areas that feel very spongy when she walks on it. These areas also seem to be located where the grass will turn brown when we're in a drought, or if sprinkler heads need adjusting. Lawn maintenance states no concern. She lives in Lake County, and her backyard, she said, gets full sun from 12 p.m. on. And she says, thank you. Well, thank you, Sylvia, for emailing. I kind of really need to see the area to really give you a correct diagnosis. But here's what I'm going to tell you, is that St. Augustine lawns that grow too fast can send up shoots and runners that are longer, which leave open spaces under the blades. And it produces that bouncy sensation when you walk on it. So if you walk through your yard and you're bouncing or it feels spongy, it could be caused by fertilizing too much, which, of course, the lawn maintenance company would say, oh, there's nothing going on here, And so you don't need to fertilize during the summertime as much as what some would like you to do. So your St. Augustine only needs fertilizing twice a year, in the spring and in the fall, starting in October. More fertilizer is not a good thing. Okay, it can cause excessive growth like you have in your yard, Sylvia, making it more susceptible to insects and disease. It's just not a good practice. And so the more you fertilize your lawn in general, the more susceptible you're going to be to chinch bugs. You're making that lawn taste really good. And, you know, when you put fertilizer down, the plant grows new leaves, goes through photosynthesis, and creates chlorophyll. Literally, insects can smell chlorophyll miles away.
Oh, wow, really?
It just wafts up into the air, and boom, they know where the buffet is. And so if you're fertilizing and you're doing it too much, it could be the reason for spongy yards. It could be the reason you're having insect issues. So try not to, fertilizing twice a year is all you really need to do. So thank you, Sylvia, for the email. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I so appreciate it. So Jean Joy in Palm Bay, Lizzie, she made me laugh this week. She said, "Hi, Teresa. I really enjoy the information and appreciate you answering my novice questions that I occasionally text in." Well, you can text in more often, Jean Joy. That's not a problem. "I do have a question about planting azaleas. Two of my four small azalea plants were badly damaged by the ice storm in April and both died off. So I purchased two replacements that are in 1 gallon pots, but I'm not sure what month to plant them in the ground in the same area where the others died. Is that a good idea? The locations in front of my home facing north with good sunlight. Should I wait, plant them now, or plant them in the fall?" So I'm going to answer your question, Jean Joy. I really do appreciate it. What should she do? And did we have an ice storm in April?
What?
I got to figure out where Jean Joy lives. She says Palm Bay, but did Palm Bay have an ice storm? I'm kind of freaking out about that. So we're going to be right back from the Summit Responsible Solution Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends. But some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have plenty of time for you to get your gardening question answered. You can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680 with your name and city. That will be great. So we're talking with Jean Joy. We're not talking with her. She wrote me an email, and she really got me excited because she was talking about the ice storm in Palm Bay in Florida in April. And I thought, okay, she's lives somewhere, you know, else in the summertime, and then she lives here in the wintertime. And so that's what I thought the case was. And so she had azaleas that were badly damaged during this ice storm, and they died off. So she purchased 2 new ones and wanted to know whether to transplant them. Well, so Lizzie, do you know what I figured out?
And is she here in Florida, an ice storm?
She had hail. And
okay.
So she called it an ice storm, but it's usually when we have a cold front that hits our warm temperatures and the cold front comes down, it will produce hail. And yes, we do get hail.
It is an ice storm.
And
then.
It is an ice storm. And so it tickled me. I laughed and laughed and laughed about that. That is so funny. And so now's the time you can go ahead and replant, Jean Joy. That's not a problem. Just make sure they get water if you have extreme heat down there. And she said, I do so love your show on Saturday mornings. I often walk my little miniature schnauzer each morning with my Bluetooth on my cell phone so I don't have to miss any of your show. She said, thanks for all the great info you give us and the manner you give it. Nice and easy to understand, and sometimes you make us laugh with your humor.
Love
well,
that.
Jean Joy, you made me laugh, and I love it.
She made me laugh, too.
Yeah, that's good, too. And so have you ever had that where somebody said something and they just said it very matter-of-factly, but you didn't understand?
Well, and it also depends on where you're from, too, because when we were in Maine, we were in the hotel, and we were talking to somebody, and the gentleman was from Canada, and he says, we've had, like, I don't know, I'm going to throw out a number, like 23 tornadoes so far this year. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, you've had that many? So then I talked to my brother, who is raised and lived up there his whole life, and he goes, those were not tornadoes. Those were just wind gusts that were really strong. They call them tornadoes. I said, well, then what are they going to do if they ever experience an actual tornado?
Yeah, hopefully not. You know, I don't think Vermont is getting one. But yes, that's you know, we do have issues. And what seems extreme to them, we experience all the time. You know, when my mother came over from Scotland, and she immigrated here when she married my dad, and the first hurricane she ever experienced was Donna. And that was in 1963, and it was a really bad one. My mother, after she went through the experience, said it was just like a bad day crossing the Irish Sea.
Love that.
And it did a lot of damage, but, you know, she didn't think it was that big of a deal because wind gusts happen all the time and, you know, over there. So anyway, so we've got Nancy in Leesburg. Good morning, Nancy. How can I help you?
Good morning. Thank you very much for helping people.
Thank you.
I have a crown of thorns in the garden, and it has, like, black, dusty mold. Some of the leaves are turning yellow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Black, dusty mold.
Okay. It's sooty mold is an indication you either have white flies or aphids, and so it's a sign of stress. And so the crown of thorns doesn't like to be watered. It's a euphorbia that really is a succulent, and so overwatering it or putting it where it gets a lot of rainfall may not be good for it. You need to have it in full sun, good air circulation, and you can use neem oil to get rid of the sooty mold.
Now, what is that called? Neem oil?
N-E-E-M oil.
N-E-E-M. Oh, and I get that at a garden center.
You can get it at a garden center. Yeah, it's very common to find it. And so just use the oil, follow the instructions, and just kind of take your hose and clean that sooty mold off. It will wipe right off. I just don't want you to wipe it because it is called crown of thorns.
It is. Yes.
Okay. But it should be fine. Go ahead and just, is it in full sun?
It does get the whole afternoon sun, yes.
Okay.
But it could be because it's quite full. It doesn't have the air circulation.
Should there you go. Back? Yes, the air circulation is important. You want to be able to have it breathe.
Now, when I cut back, I can save those, let them kind of get a little callus, and then plant and get another plant.
There you go. You've got it.
Okay.
There you go, great. Nancy. Thanks. You're an experienced gardener. There you go. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening. Sure. All right, hon. Bye bye. 1-888-455-2967. We got just one time to get some more, one more gardening question in, and I have it with me. We have a text message saying, having grown up in horticulture, I can attest that these chemical lawn services do more harm than good to your lawn, over nitrated and over pesticide use. So, you know, that can happen. You want to make sure that you know what contract you have and what the services are. And so I will tell you, just over the last couple of weeks, I had one person that I was helping, consulting with, and the roses weren't doing well. And I said, well, they need to be fertilized. And he said, well, I have a fertilizer company. And so when you go back and you look at his contract, though, it says, we don't fertilize your roses. So here he was. He was getting the turf fertilized, but they weren't doing anything. And they were fertilizing the shrubs, but not the roses. And so they specifically stated that in the contract. So it's important to know what your lawn company is doing in your yard and when they're doing it. And you have the right to say, I don't want you to do that. And so just find out what they're doing, what kind of analysis of the fertilizer they're using. And you want to make sure that they specify it and what they're actually doing and how often. So be knowledgeable, find out what they're doing. And if the recommendations or what they want to do is not IFAS, University of Florida, recommendations, then you really should find another company.
Yeah, and also, and don't hesitate to ask the person to read through the contract with you. I am an audio person. Everything comes through me through audio my entire life. If I read something, I'll end up forgetting it after a little while. Or it doesn't comprehend in my brain when I'm reading stuff, believe it or not. So don't hesitate to ask them, because that you are paying them to do a service, and they can take a few minutes out of their time to go through the contract and say, A, B, and C is done. D is not, just a heads up. And that's also common courtesy. That's great customer service.
It's great salesmanship. Yes.
Thank you.
It's important. And like you said, service. That's the key thing. And when you're following commercials, this is also too an issue. I see commercials all the time for practices that are being done up north at this time of the year. We don't do them here in Florida. only because it's a seasonal and these commercials are national. And
good point.
And so find out if that needs to be done. Just don't look at a commercial and say, oh, I got to do this. And you do it in your yard. You just don't want to fertilize when temperatures are, or put an herbicide, a weed and feed down when temperatures are over 85 degrees. Whereas up north, it's okay to do that because their temperatures are cooler. They have a different climate. And so I just know what you're doing. Your best friend, if you don't have it on Saturday mornings, you can't give me a call. You can always email me, ask your gardening question, and I will respond as soon as I can, usually within a day or so. And we'll have that. We've got a few more minutes. Let's talk to Bob. Good morning, Bob. In Melbourne.
Hi.
Yeah, great. How can I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'd love to talk about my courtyard and how it got so hot. My plants are died, but the ice storm, I was here. I'm so sorry.
I'm laughing, but I don't mean to be laughing.
I know. When she said, I was like, she must have meant the hailstorm. But you're talking some places had inches of hail.
Yes. She said that really damaged her yard.
Yeah, my mom thought she was going to lose a lot of her tropical plants because the ones in the pots were filled with ice. the courtyard in the middle school.
Yes.
You can see it. It's like ankle deep ice.
Yes. And now that you say that about the courtyard in the school, I remember posting that picture on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. Now that you say that, I remember that one really well. It just didn't sink in when she said ice storm. And
well, that's my niece started messaging us all. She goes to the middle school there and she goes, it's snowing. It's snowing and they won't let us out. We're like, it's not snowing in April in Florida. Like, it's not happening. And she sent us the picture of the field, like outside of the school. And it looks snowy.
It does. It does. And it really was a bad issue. And, you know, I was thinking about all the cars and what the damage to the cars were, you know, and the hail can damage, go right through plants. So, yeah, it was a really, it was a phenomenal event there. And so I appreciate you doing that, Bob. Thank you so much. We only have a few seconds. We're going to be going to the next hour. Please stay tuned with us. We got a great interview coming up with Matt and Mona Vienne, and they are creators of a new type of container. I want to tell you all about it, and it's fabulous. And then also, too, if you'd like to give us a call in the next hour, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. Susan in Tallahassee, I am going to talk to you about your text question. It's a really good one. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Take the time right now to go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and check out our contest page. We're giving away really cool items, WFLAOrlando.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.